Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, the verse that has continued to come up over and over and over again over the last 3 years, especially with 2 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 10, and it's where Paul has a thorn in his side and he's asking God to remove it. And, you know, when Saeed was arrested, it's something that I wanted removed immediately. And, you know, God tells Paul that my grace is sufficient for you. And then Paul says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and ridicule and persecution, distress, need, and all of the words that we usually don't find pleasure in. And, you know, just over the years, the Lord has taught me to really use the pressures and things that come against me to take pleasure, because it allows, it helps to break me. And then for me to run to Jesus and discover him in a deeper way. And really, I can't explain. Jesus has become more of a person to me in the last 2 years than he's ever been. Hmm. He's become a friend. I've never so clearly heard the voice of my shepherd. And it's through immense suffering that we get there. I don't like to say that. We don't like to suffer. But that's the way he works. It's where we reach a point of desperation and we're crying out. We're saying, God, where are you? Who are you? And we're reading our Bible more carefully. There's a verse in the psalm that says, my suffering was good for me because it taught me to pay attention to your decrees. And, you know, it does. It helps us to pay attention to God and what he's saying, and it grows us in our faith. And so that, you know, 2 Corinthians is definitely one of my favorite verses. And also the Lord's been showing me that it's not really getting the answer you want. It's we're being refined in the process. Maybe there's something we pray for a lifetime. And like Moses and Abraham, really God didn't speak to Moses till he was 80. But he was tending sheep. He was focused on God for 80 years and nothing from God. And then the Lord spoke to him. And Abraham, he didn't get what he wanted in 1, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But it was the process of walking with the Lord that counts. And it's not necessarily, he got it after 100 years. And we want something where we're used to fast food. We want something immediately. And the Lord cares about the process and refining us. And so patience makes us complete. Again, another verse, James 1, you know, let patience do its work so that you would be complete, needing nothing. Because as we wait and wait and wait, and we don't, you know, in Hebrews 11 it says sometimes we don't see what we don't get what we've hoped for or believed, but in the process we're being refined and we're getting intimate, we're getting into this deep intimacy with God, and that's what it counts.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.